Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow. Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What can I say? I wake up each day and I think to myself, OMG, how the heck did I ever get here? And then all of a sudden, I have a moment where I don't think it is that important how I've gotten here. I have that moment where I realize I am here. And it is such an honor and a blessing to just be connecting with all of you guys out there. I was just absolutely blown away when I was presented last week with where you all are listening from. We started this 10 years ago with the Dr. Pat Show, which was actually called Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And all of you guys out there at the time renamed the show to the Dr. Pat Show. And that was something I had to breathe into. But today I received information about the number of countries or the countries that, people are listening to the show from. And I was in such deep gratitude for all of you and for you passing the word around. That I want to thank you. I want to thank you all so very much for your ongoing support. And we have so much that we're planning for all of you this year. We have ways that we're going to bring in our international listeners, bring them in and make sure that we are providing programming that you can listen to, you can download, and include you in some of the things that we pay forward on the show. And so I want to thank you all so much for joining us here tonight. You know, this is one of these shows that I sit back and I get ready and I'm ready to, you know, I read the books and I get ready to think about, you know, what am I going to say to my guest tonight? You know, what do I say to someone that has been such an enormous part of what people are calling a transformative movement, not a new paradigm, but absolutely creating a new universe for all of us to relate to. You know, many of us that have been out in this world and thinking about our lives and what is our purpose and how do we connect with each other in a better way. You know, what do we have to remember? You know, what is it about our lives that we so easily forget? What is it that our souls are calling us forth to look at, to explore? My very special guest tonight, Dunvalo, joining us here tonight. And I know for those of you out there, you know that this is an incredible show, that this is the time that we all get to have a conversation about what it is we say yes to. And what is it in the cycles of life that either help us go full circle or not? You know, today, I am so honored and thrilled that I get to talk to this amazing individual, someone that has clearly been guided, you know, to a place to bring an incredibly positive prophecy to the world. Tonight, we get to chat about it. Tonight, we get to explore this. And tonight we get to all think about what it has been in our lives that we've been trying to call forth for ourselves. And so I want to welcome you all to the show, and I want to welcome my very special guest, Dunvalo. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm very happy to be here tonight.
I wanted to, you know, I'm a girl from the Bronx. And I just want to say that I don't know if you heard my introduction about, you know, not believing how I got here. It's really fascinating to me. You know, I'm a person that grew up in an environment that most people would say, this is how you're defined in life. You know, I stuttered in my early childhood, and it's amazing. People, you know, look at me now. I stutter a little bit with your name, so I apologize for that up front. But well, I'm sure I'm probably not the first to do that. But what I'm not stuttering about is what I'm doing in this world right now. And I want to ask you about stuttering and stopping. And what's fascinating is I've had four people call into my show over the past 2 weeks who also stuttered as children. You know, what is it that we're doing right now? Are we stuttering? Are we stepping? You know, are we flowing? What is this life about for us?
You mean humanity itself? Is that what
Yes.
you mean? Well, from my point of view, we are in the midst. We're not someday going to be in there. We are in the midst of a huge transformation for humanity. And where this is going is, from my point of view, is probably beyond the imagination of most people. We just happen to be alive at just the right time. it's partly negative in the sense that there are very huge changes that are probably going to come along here very soon, which are going to be a little difficult for us. But that isn't going to last very long, because we are about to move into another level of consciousness. And the problems that we're having as a world, not only the wars and all the problems, we all know what these problems are, these problems aren't going to exist very much longer from the way that we see what is coming. And it's a great time to be alive, but there are things that are occurring right now that are huge, physical things that are occurring, things from the global warming and the ice ages that follow behind those things, and the magnetic field reversals, and on and on and on. We are at an extraordinary time, but it's a gift to us, whether we realize it or not. It's a blessing just to be alive at this moment and be here on this earth at this time.
It is truly a blessing, as you said. And I want to ask you about this shift, this energy. You know, this, most people that I've talked to, and I, myself including, something happened in 2013. Many people can't explain it. People feel differently. People have a different sense of themselves and their lives. You know, what have you discovered about this cycle that we're in that would talk to that?
Well, the cycle right now, I mean, obviously, it was played in the newspaper and around the world in the media in different ways, but December 21st, 2012, was something that only happens 25,625 years. It's something that seldom happens. And the effects of that have not happened yet. They began, according to the Mayans, they began on February 18th and 19th of 2013. But they said we wouldn't feel it yet. But coming into the time of April and May, these are two huge months that will probably begin to... that the Mayan prophecy will probably begin, but if it doesn't begin then, let's just say this year, 2013, some of these events are going to begin to happen. And when they do, our world's going to change right before our eyes, whether we want it to or not. And it leads into a time when, according to the Mayans and the Kogi and the Arawakos and many other tribes around the world, the old way of being, the way that is money-driven, that is politically driven and more than heart driven. Those ways, from their point of view, are literally going to go away very fast and be replaced with a whole new way of living with each other, where the decisions are made in our heart, not in our brain. And it's the beginning of what the New Age calls ascension, where we begin to move up in different kind of way of relating to each other. I'm in over 100 countries around the world, and I'm getting the same feedback that you're getting, that since the beginning of this year, people are feeling it, something different, something new. But you have to understand, on top of all of this, we happen to be at the peak of solar cycle 24, and our consciousness now looks at the Earth as like a big rock, and the sun is just a light bulb in the sky. But from the indigenous people and from the ancient cultures, the Earth and the sun were living beings. They were alive and conscious. And at this moment, when they come to these peak cycles, these solar flares and the CMEs that are coming off the sun are actually bringing knowledge and information to Mother Earth, which she transfers to our DNA. And so we have passed through this precession of the equinoxes, this 25,625-year cycle, and we are now entering into a brand new cycle, a cycle that is being governed by female rather than male. The males have taken control for 12,000-something years, and as of right now, that is all changing. And within a few more years, we're going to be able to see that the whole family structure, as well as the social structure and the political structure and everything, will begin to be governed by the female nourishing aspect of who she is rather than the male protective aspect. And this is something that is really needed on Earth right now. Mm-hmm. I think most people can see, or at least feel, that things are not going very well. And it's just time for this. It's really, really time. But
you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. One of the things that, I'll tell you, one of the things that I think you and I share is that we connect to a lot of people from a lot of different places. You know, a lot of times for me, I don't get to see who the folks are, but I get to hear who they are. And someone described this, and I wanted to talk with you about this in terms of, you know, the Mayan culture and what they predicted about 2012. Someone said to me, you know, 2012 was like, I had these big boots on, right? I live in the Pacific Northwest, so we always have boots or something on here. So I had these big boots on. And by the way, we always have mud. So this has got to be a Pacific Northwest quote. They said, 2012 was like putting on my big old fat pair of boots and walking in about a foot of mud. Now, I was going forward, but I was walking in the mud. 2013, and it's interesting you said February, because it seems like things really started to move for folks in February. And so the way people are describing this, they're saying, wow, I went from walking in the sludge to barely holding on, like I was on some kind of roller coaster ride, almost like a cartoon character. And I wanted to talk to you about that, on how the Mayans describe that in the cycle. Or is it just a reaction that, you know, sort of a global consciousness about the energy change?
Probably a little of both. Mm-hmm. The Mayans told me over 15 years ago that on February 18th and 19th, there would be an internal change inside of the Earth that would begin this process. They also told me that December 21st, nothing was going to happen. I knew that from the beginning. But just to step that back a little bit more, is that December 21st, that is the moment when the sun and the Earth and the center of the galaxy formed a straight line and linked, and the precession began again. And it was a time when everything should happen from a logical point of view. But the Mayans have something they call the Hunabku, which is what they call the core of the universe, and which is both male and female. It's a lot like the yin-yang, being half black and half white. And the male side of it is extremely accurate. It's to the nanosecond of how everything happens, when eclipses take place and when everything happens. But the Mayans say, we can't tell you when the Mayan prophecy is going to begin, because what we have discovered over thousands of years is that there is a window around that time, and that window is 7 or 8 years long. And it began on October 24th, 2007. And so, basically, we don't know when it's going to begin now, between now, as of this moment, and it won't be over with until January 1st, 2016. And so we're still in the Mayan prophecy, which has not begun yet. And so there's that aspect of everything. And you were leading me with a question into... tell me again, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, this is really, you know, I think you're having the same kind of reaction that I have, you know, trying to keep up with what's happening so quickly in our consciousness. You know, many people ask me about, you know, how did I learn to do this? And I've shared this story a million times. I dialed a wrong phone number in 2003 and I didn't hang up, and I pulled out a credit card and I bought my first hour of radio. And, you know, this path, right? I knew you would chuckle about that, because I'm just, you know, I'm wondering, did you know what you were signing up for when you signed up here?
Well, actually, I did.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I knew even before I got here. I mean, I'm a little different, and I've not tried to hide this or anything. I have actually come from another place, and I knew... when I came here, it took a long time to get here, and I knew when I got here what my purpose was and what I was to do, but I didn't understand until I got here how dark and how dense this place is, and how difficult it is to make a decision and move forward with power, and. It is hard. It's difficult. But what I also know is that everything happens according to your intention. And we don't understand, we don't realize that we're actually creating every single detail in our lives at every moment, even the bad things that happen to us. And the sooner we understand that, the quicker we will be able to solve the problem and be able to get into the creation process where we can bring everything into balance in a very harmonic way. But life is not, it is not what we think it is. If there was some way I could change the whole world and get into what the rest of the universe, the same kind of way that they perceive the world, it would be so much easier for all of us here at this time. Right now, we believe that everything is real, it's solid, and it's always been there for at least 16 billion years, according to science. Not understanding the inner nature of what it really is, and even though a lot of the ancient cultures, like Tibet Buddhism and certain things of Hinduism, and even Taoism, and a little bit of Sufism, they understand that this nature of the reality that we live in, including our body, is very different in what we perceive it to be. And this is really the problem. We haven't been able to evolve into a level where we should be at this moment, where we would think that we would be, and we're not there. But we are getting there very fast, and especially over the last 20 years. You think back to yourself 20 years ago, would you even be listening to a program like this?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm so clear about that. But there'd be a part of me asking why. Why am I not listening? See, I'm kind of a little bit like you. I mean, I used to get performance reviews in my corporate world, and my bosses used to actually write on there that I was from another planet. And I didn't get to appreciate that till recently. But you're right. I wouldn't have. I'm sorry, go ahead.
A lot. The people have really, really changed a lot. Since we're monitoring so many places around the world, we can see that it has really changed. And so now, in fact, that change, when it really took place, when, as we were watching it and observing it from from different places, was in 2010. And by 2010, there had been such a huge change that we actually changed, and for the first time were able to revert back to the ancient way of teaching what we were teaching and didn't have to continue teaching in the old way, which was just a way of reaching people simply because they couldn't understand what we were saying. Yeah, if we tried to use the ancient way of doing it. And that's all different now. And we are changing very fast. Just as you notice now, the difference between 2012 and 2013. I think when we get to 2014, if we make it that far, which I don't think we will, and I don't mean that in a negative way, I mean that in a very positive way. I think that we're going to be at another level of existence by that time. Not another level, not another planet. Same planet, a different frequency. So our appearance, that when we look at it, it'll be like changing a television station. You change the wavelength, and visually it's completely different. And that's what's about to happen to all the people on this Earth. We're about to move up into what we call the fourth dimension of the Earth rather than the third. And so we are right there. We are right at the middle of very rapid transformation. In fact, I wrote something on my blog, on my site, talking about this time, because not only are the Mayans saying that from the 18th and 19th of February, there will be extremely rapid changes leading out from there, but so does NASA, and so does England, and so does Russia. They think that the first change that is coming in is the change having to do with computers and solar flares. NASA actually believes that the solar flares are going to be so strong, they're going to erase the memory of every single CD in the world and knock out all of the electrical systems and computer systems and everything else, which would be a pretty big change in our world.
Yeah.
And followed by other things, the magnetic field that is about to, we're also at the same time, we are about to have a north and south pole reversal of the magnetic field. Now this may seem like, well, that's a nice thing, or what does it mean, or something else like that, but this is probably the biggest event that humankind has ever passed through. And because almost everything in your body, from your memory to your sanity, to your heart rhythm, to your heart, to your ears and your balance, to the way blood moves through your veins and all kinds of things, it's all determined by the magnetic field of the Earth. If that magnetic field goes away, which it will if we reverse the pole, after 14 days, changes begin to take place that are incredibly intense. Let's just call them intense at this point. And at the same time, Russia is now declaring that we have reached the point of no return on global warming. And the whole world pretty much does not understand global warming. They're not even close. excuse me. It's very well understood at this point, and what it means and what it leads to, and it will almost always lead into an ice age. And they're now figuring that ice age is probably going to strike us in 2013 also. So we have a lot of, and then there are other things. I could just keep going on and on and on and on. And they're all culminating at the same time. Now, this is God doing this. This is not human beings or people or anything else. And although you could blame, I guess, a little bit of global warming on us, but even if there were no human beings on Earth, this is a natural cycle. We've mapped it back to 450 million years, which is a cycle of about 90,000 years of ice followed by about 10,000 years of warmth. And we've been through 10,000 years of warmth. So without human beings here, we may have influenced that cycle by maybe, I'm guessing, 500 years, made it come a little closer, but it would happen anyway. And so we're at a time when Mother Earth and Father Sun are at creating a whole new kind of humanity. And we will have to pass through certain trials, but on the other side of this is something very beautiful. And I hope we don't get discouraged in all of this. but like it that. But, I mean, I don't even care about all of the culmination of all these cosmic events that are all occurring at once. But I'm more interested in what happens after we get through these trials and begin to enter into a new level of existence. And this is a good thing. It's a very good thing.
It is. You know, for so many people, and I know you know this from, you know, the places you go, and I just want people to know, for those of you that are listening to the show, and I just want to make sure everybody knows out there that we have a way for you to connect with us. If you'd like to give us a shout, call into the show, comment, you could go ahead and do that. It's toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. You know, joining me tonight, and very special guest, John Velo, Melchizedek. Did I get that right?
It's Melchizedek. It's Melchizedek. Okay. No problem. I just let it go, whatever it is.
I know. I don't even, people ask me if I even have a last name. But I want to tell everybody that, you know, this is a very, very special show for a lot of folks out there, you know, especially the people that have been, you know, been following your work and have been part of what you've created. And there are millions all over the world. You know, there's something that has drawn folks to a new, I like to think about it as a new way to listen, you know, a new way to connect to a level of understanding that we've not had before. And if you listen to some of the listeners that call in, they'll say to you, I just don't understand why I'm so drawn to this. It doesn't make sense to me, you know, why I'm not more focused on my job. And I wanted to ask you about that, especially in the context of your latest book, of the positive side of what you're saying. Is it the light that folks are drawn to? What is your sense of this?
I think it's inside of every one of us. What we do know, with a great deal of study and also with Stanford and HeartMath and what they have learned about the heart and the energy fields that they've discovered around it, and so many things that have been learned, is that inside the heart, there's these two very small places, one inside of the other. The outer one we call the sacred place of the heart, and the inner one, which has been called for over 6,000 years, has just been called the tiny place of the heart. And inside the tiny place of the heart is the point of creation, where everything came from. Everything, every planet, every galaxy, every person, everything. It all was generated through there. What's interesting about that place is that that tiny space, even though we have many hearts in the world and the universe and everywhere, it's the same place in every one of us. It's the same thing. God is everywhere, all around us, within us, but in that place, you can connect directly with God. And you do it once and you know it's real. And it changes everything you've ever been told by your parents and society and governments and everything else. You know, once you experience it, you know it's true. And in that tiny space, which we are all there all the time, even when we're talking right now and we're thinking of other things or we're driving cars, we're still connected in there. And that's where everything, that's where our communication comes from life, from Mother Earth, from the universe. It comes from there. The Akashic records are in there, the records of everything that has ever happened, that is happening now, and even ever will happen in the future. It already occurred in your tiny space of your heart. And people feel it. They feel the changes that they're entering into, and they realize that this is more important than my job or anything else.
Right.
And, you know, and people are just dropping out. I don't really recommend you drop out of life. So people have been doing that forever, just going into caves and meditating. But this is a time to be aware and to be conscious and to really start looking around, not at what's going on in this crazy world, but what's going on in our relationships with each other and the things that we're trying to understand and we're trying, we're reaching out for it between each other. We are much more than we know. We're much more than just a human being. We're far beyond that. We just have, we had a little bump in our head about 13,000 years ago during the time of Atlantis, and we haven't quite got back on track yet. This is the year we're going to get back on track, I believe. If it isn't this one, it's the next one, but I believe it's this one.
I believe it's this one, too, because I sense that for myself. And, you know, and getting on track, I love that you said that, because I was just thinking about this. You know, not that 2012 wasn't a good year. It was one of the toughest years I'd been through in a long time. But getting on track, in when you said that, what just hit me was getting on track with what this business is about that we're called to do in this world. That's outside of maybe some of the traditional things we think. We actually have a caller. I'd love to be able to go to other phones. Let's go to Sylvia. Sylvia is calling in on line two. Hi, Sylvia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How can we help you tonight?
Well, actually, I was just curious to be part of it and to see what's happening. Every time I see that John Valo is somewhere, I want to be there.
Okay, Sylvia, what would you, do you have a question or something you would like to ask?
Actually, yes, I was I'm very surprised that I can talk today, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I had, you know, John Valo, when you made the meditation on the 21st of December, yeah. I was part of it, and during the meditation towards the end, I had like a vision. And it was a triangle. And in the middle of the triangle, there was a circle. And in that circle, in the middle, there was another smaller circle. And since then, I'm very, I think about it many times, and I never had the explanation what it was. I wonder if you have an idea what it can be, what it can mean somehow.
Let me ask you, was the triangle kind of a glowing triangle with psychedelic-like color?
Actually, it was very plain. There was no specific color. It was just the image, but nothing, no colors, specific colors or anything as I could see.
Okay. Well, if it is, that's one thing. If it isn't, that's another thing. If it isn't, then one of the things when you get into meditation and you get into a state where your third eye begins to open up, in order for the pituitary gland to connect, the pituitary chakra to connect with the pineal chakra is the place where the geometry of the universe is held, the blueprint, basically. And in order for the pineal gland to communicate with the pituitary gland, it uses geometry. And it's usually concentric circles, one down in the other. And or it could be a spiral that moves in, or it could be a triangle that rotates around a single point. There are many different ways, but it doesn't matter. And then what happens shortly after that is your third eye opens up, and you begin to see and experience things in a way that is not normal. And that's when you begin to have visions and understandings about things that you would not normally have. So that would be basically what I would guess that to be. I don't know. But it was the perfect
Okay, well, that really makes sense to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really talks to me because I had, since December especially, my third eye, yes, I see more things. And when I do treatments to people, either Reiki or other things, I see much more than I used to. It's opening more and more, and I feel things, and I can see things more. So basically, if I understand well, is that it's because my third eye is opening, and this symbol just kind of activate the pineal gland?
It's one of the steps that you have to go through for your third eye to open.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Oh, wow.
Thank you. Have a good
Yes, thank you. Have a great, great day. I want to tell everybody out there, we do have a number for you all to call in, like Sylvia just did, 888-627-6008. That is our toll-free number for the show tonight, 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. I have a question for you, a minute. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to kind of finish Sylvia's thing. A lot of people don't know it, but we literally have three eyeballs in our head, two that we're familiar with, and another one that is in the center of the head, and it's the pineal gland. It hasn't been used very much because we don't do psychic things very much. But the pineal, according to Jacob Liberman, who wrote the book The Light, the Medicine of the Future, who is one of the scientists of the world that understands light and eyes more than just about anybody on Earth, he tells us that the pineal gland is literally an eyeball. It is round, but it is shriveled up kind of like a raisin because we don't use it, but normally it would be round. Inside of it are color receptors for receiving light, and there's a lens on top of it, aiming up, directly up through up above us. And it is an eye. And when you open the third eye, there are certain steps you have to do. You do them. It isn't hard. And you go through these various steps, and you learn how to see out your third eye, not out of your other two eyes. And from that time forth, you're never really the same, because you just begin to know what's going to happen before it happens and what people are going to say before they say it. It leads into much more than that, because that's one of the steps you have to master before you can go into ascension. Anyway, I thought I'd throw that in.
You know, it's interesting because so many people have been drawn to understanding what they call the third eye, or this understanding about this sense that they feel. I can't tell you how many folks that have called into the show talk about their own intuition. And I've been doing this 10 years, and I'll tell you, I've never seen anything really quite like it until, I'd say, later on last year, but really this year. And, you know, they don't call in much anymore and say things like they used to say. They call in now, and they'll start a conversation saying, you know, I was walking down the street, and I thought I heard this, this, and this, and I wasn't sure if it was my mother who passed on. That's a very different knowing. And I wanted to ask you about that in the context of some of the changes you reference in the book. You know, is it the changes that are going on in the universe and the geomagnetic field? I mean, is this contributing to our awakening of sorts in a way that we haven't before? Or is it something else?
Well, first of all, everything in the universe is connected to everything in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
It is one living thing. And so, everything is leading us to this point. We are coming to a point now, this year or next, I think, when we will have to open our third eyes. It will be part of what we will need to do. And so there's hundreds of millions of people really on Earth that are trying to understand this and do it. And a lot of them are. I mean, I see them all the time. It isn't to be psychic. Because that is how, if you open the third eye and you do it in the normal way, that opens it is the brain that is seeing. You don't want the brain to see through there. That's the weaker way of doing it. There's a little rewiring you do in the head between the thalamus gland and the pineal gland, where you can rewire it and you come down through there to the tip of the tongue, which has to be on the roof of the mouth in order to do it. And then from there down into the tiny space of the heart. And if you rewire it, you can then see from your heart rather than your brain. This has been known in the ancient tradition. In Sufism, it was called the single eye of the heart. And it's a symbol for the heart with a single eye in its wing. But in other traditions, Hindu or Tibetan Buddhist, it is a way of perceiving that is really a sixth sense. I teach the people how to do this in my class, and when you do, you can actually duct tape your eyes closed and drive a car. You could watch television, right, or read a book, and because you're seeing. seeing not through your eyes, but through your third eye up in the top. And it's amazing to do this, actually.
Yeah, wow.
And once you do that, you can then transfer it to other parts of your body. Now, there's over at least 1 million to 2 million children in the world that can see with their hands or their feet or their arms or their tongue, their ears, different parts of their body. The first child was found by science in 1972 in China, and he could see with his ears. He could see better with his ears than you could see with your eyes, because he not only could see what he's seeing, but when he sees things with his ears, he can know anything about what he's seeing. It's really amazing. This is what I mean, is all over the world we're going through a transformation. It's huge.
It is huge.
We're moving from one way of interpreting one reality to a brand new humanity that interprets the one reality in a completely different way.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so exciting, and I watch people all the time going through these transformations, coming away in absolute joy doing this, because they're now realizing that they're becoming free. They don't have to, in order to get what it is they need in this world, whether it's money or relationships or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. They don't have to go out there and fight from their body and in the external third dimensional world. All they have to do is go into their heart. They could be in their bedroom or anywhere, and they go in a certain kind of way, and they link up this inner technology to the universe, and then they can dream whatever it is they want. But it isn't something non-scientific. You can actually, HeartMath is now tracking, Stanford's tracking exactly how this happens.
Yeah.
And there are other people like Dr. James Hart who is actually mapping these things. When you open your third eye in the traditional way, there is a sphere around your head, and that sphere turns gold, and you can photograph it. And they've now photographed this and put it into the scientific journal. They may not understand it, but they can see now that it is a reality.
Well, they can't deny it now.
No, and a lot
That's
of it,
right.
What's happening is science and spirituality are becoming one thing.
I think it's incredible. John Velo, we have Kyle and Judy on the line. I think we should go to Kyle. Why don't we take his call? Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. How are you today? How can we help you?
I'm doing very well. I'm just happy to have this opportunity. You have no idea. I've been kind of following John Velo. I came across him in videos earlier this year, and I just followed him on Twitter, and I saw that post today. And I don't know, the only really question I have, like, it doesn't really pertain to the pineal gland, but I within the last 3 months, I really realized, like, what, like, you know, consciousness and just, I mean, not levels of consciousness, but just the whole idea of consciousness, it really just grasped me and, like, completely, like, gave me a perspective of, you know, an introspective, like, way of looking at life and not judging other people. Like, just, I don't even know what compelled me to, like, figure this out or, like, know this, but, like, it's just a weird feeling to have this, like, change in perspective. Yeah. I'm a medical student at Ohio University, and I've been learning kind of basic biology and chemistry and stuff like that, and it just kind of gives me a little bit more knowledge about my surroundings and everyday life, and it's just weird. Like, I kind of lost it words just because I'm able to talk to this guy.
Well, your name is Eric, is that right?
Kyle.
Okay, good. Kyle,
yes.
What you're experiencing where you're beginning to realize that consciousness is something real, we're seeing this all over the world, and it's exciting because this is the true nature of the universe, is that the whole thing is just consciousness. It isn't anything else. And because we are at the right time in the cycle, if you just go into your heart in whatever way you can and just simply begin to trust your own self, you everything will come to you, whatever you need, whatever your... whatever you need to know, or whatever you want.
I've realized that too, just how much more powerful myself is, how much, like, my own abilities I've realized and appreciate, like, just this, you know, what life I'm in right now. I mean, I, like look at society and I kind of, you know, I'm not so much for it, but it kind of helps me navigate through society more because I can pick out what's important and what I really want to do or who I want to impact with what I do. And I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to spread as much awareness as possible. I don't want to, you know, some kids sound crazy about it. And, you know, I talk to some kid and he'll be like, oh, dude, what are you talking about? Like, you know what I mean? I take this, like, they take it for granted. I don't, it's just, I don't understand how you could take life for granted. Like, I don't understand how people could do that or just give in to stuff.
It's a very sacred thing to be alive on Earth. It's a blessing. We forget this and think it's just ordinary. It's not ordinary. It's really a very special event to be alive here on Earth. And if we can just remember, and that's all it is, it's just a remembering process. It's not a learning process because we are old. You and I and all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
We are ancient. And so,
I don't think anybody understands the scale of that. But
I know they don't. But actually, if you want to really put it into words, we are older than the universe, and we will be alive long after this universe ends. But on another level, there's only one person in the universe. There's one spirit that moves through everything. And we think that we're separate from someone, but we're not.
Exactly. I kind of looked into unified field and just pure consciousness in general. I kind of have a little understanding of it just because I, like, get some of the stuff. But, oh, man, it's so hard to explain that to the average person.
Yeah, but it's going to get easier every day we
it
go
is.
Forth from that one. Because people are waking up everywhere. And it's what a great time to be alive.
It is.
It really is. I mean, when I find someone that, you know, kind of has similar beliefs, it gives me an appreciation for them, and I realize how similar, like, people are. And everybody's always trying to separate themselves from each other,
And it's just true all over the world. I travel constantly. I travel every 3 weeks for 28 years somewhere in the world. And that's the one thing I begin to realize as I go into Russia or Japan or Germany or wherever it is, that we're all the same. We really are. We have cultural differences of how we evolve, but what's in our hearts and what we want and how we would like to see the world, we're the same everywhere. We all really want there to be beauty in our lives and love and for everybody to be happy. You know, I know that there are certain parts of the government that perhaps don't have emotional bodies, but and they're controlling things at a lot of levels, but those days are almost over.
Yes.
The heart is...
I think so, too. And I don't know. I had someone a couple weeks ago that literally, you know, told me that my life revolved around money, and it really shocked me because I understand what money is, and I understand what, like... It's not something that's a priority in my life, but I want to be able to experience. There's certain things that I want to be able to experience that I'll never be able to experience or go to or see without money, and I realize that. But it's not something that I value, that I have to have or need. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not something that is going to change who I am as a person. Like, I'm not going to take it with me when I die or move on, but it's, you know what I mean? In this society, it's just a resource to get around.
Well... Yeah, so that's controlled.
I like that. I don't like the fact that that's how it is, but, I mean, that is how it is.
That's the old part of the cycle. You watch over the next few years, everything is going to change. Money, we won't have it. We won't need it.
Yes. That's right. We'll get to the point where we'll actually believe that this is all about energy as well. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me come on. Have a good day.
You bet.
Okay,
you bet. I think we have time for one more call from Judy. We'll go ahead and do that. But if you could just take a minute, for those folks that don't have your website, don't know how to get a copy of the book, why don't we just take a minute to give out some information, the best place for folks to find out more about you and your work?
Well, it's real simple. It's just drumvalo.net. That's D-R-U-N as in Nancy, V as in Victor, A-L-O. Drumvalo.net. And on there is almost everything I'm doing. Find out where I am and all the books and tapes and things. And we also have a school called the School of Remembering. And we teach all the levels, accelerated levels of meditation. It usually takes 21 to 40 years to understand certain things. And we've got it down to five days.
Sign me up. I don't want it to take another 20 years.
We don't have 20 years.
I'm right there with you. Why don't we go to the phones? Judy is calling in from California, from L.A. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much. I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, Judy.
Hi. I live in L.A., and I do feel that time is getting close. And I also feel that I'm in the first wave to go back home. And my question is, I've been practicing with the Merkaba, and I'm not really good at it, but it's coming along. But I'm wondering, when or how do I know when to activate that or how to use it? I mean, will I know? That's my question. How will I know?
Okay.
Well, if you say you're working with it, are you actually breathing through your breathing tube from the top of your head and your perineum? Are you actually doing that, or are you just thinking about it? I'm not sure where you're at.
Well, in my meditation, I try to visualize.
Okay.
Yeah, in my meditation, and, I'm able to go out of body and do all that, but I'm not really that good at it yet.
It takes a while. If you want to accelerate it, like I said, you can go to the School of Remembering. We've got teachers all over the world. And we are doing this from our end and setting this up. And we do it for free. We don't charge anything. The individual teacher charges a little bit so they can eat, but we don't ask for anything. But they can teach you how to take that from just the Merkaba to actually being able to move into higher dimensional levels, and which is something that we will probably need to know very soon.
Mm.
And the Merkaba is...
Will I know, though, when to use it, when to activate it? Will I...
Well, you will, because...
That's what I'm wondering.
The Mayan prophecy says that we are going to go through several earth changes, and these earth changes are going to alert everyone to the reality that we are in the middle of a transformation. Every single person on Earth is going to know that something's going on. It's not going to be, it's going to be very obvious.
Mm.
And the Mayan prophecy does not begin until that happens. And when we're pressed, when it's just our human nature, when we get into a situation that kind of threatens us in a way, or we feel like it does, we become very alert, and I think you will know exactly when to use the Merkaba, especially with the magnetic field and what will happen when the reversal begins to happen. Because when the fields go away, when the magnetic field goes away, that's a very dangerous situation. Your Merkaba will create the Earth's Merkaba, the Earth's magnetic field around your body. It will synthesize it, basically, and keep you from having any of the problems that could be a distraction during this time. And so if for no other reason, that's a good thing to have the Merkaba. But, of course, there's other reasons, much deeper reasons.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, Judy,
good,
thank
good,
you so much.
Because I do feel like the time is close.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Wow, this has been, can you believe how quickly this hour has gone?
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I hope you'll come back. I do about 12 hours of live radio a week, and I'd love to bring you back and and have you on my daytime show. So thank you so much.
Just got to invite me and then I'll come.
I love that. That's
all right. And everybody out there, please trust yourself during these changes. You are more than you know. And if you just believe in yourself and trust in yourself, you'll realize that this transformation is going to be a lot easier than you ever thought.
Oh, I so appreciate that. Thank you so much for doing what you do. And that personal message you just shared with everyone, it is really about remembering. And boy, I'll tell you, it's been tough for some people. Thank you for doing what you do in this world.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
I want to thank all of you out there for tuning us in, turning us on. You know, we've tried to get as many callers as we could tonight. We're going to be doing this again. Thank you guys so much. Remember that this is a time that we live in. Each of us, as we've talked about during the show, just has that good, juicy stuff within us. And we're going to keep reminding you of that on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll see you next time.
Overgrown, you can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said. But don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe.